screening, and annual mammograms. If you are uninsured or underinsured and cannot afford a screening, you may be eligible for assistance through Kohler's Propane and the BCUPS program. BCUP stands for Breast Cancer, Understanding, Prevention, and Screening. Kohler's Propane has partnered with Marlette Regional Hospital's Mammography Department by providing a portion of our propane sales to the hospitals via Star Fund. It's our desire at Kohler's that no one be without the resources to fight breast cancer. For more information, call Marlette Regional Hospital or go to www.getkohlers.com.
The books, according to stats here, according to yours truly, Clark Ramsey, these are not official, of course. The official statistician just to the right of us, it'd be much too easy to ask him, so we'll just do our own here. On the Brown City side of the ball, they had 44 plays for 141 yards total. 11 of those plays were in the air for 19 yards, and 33 of them were on the for rushing for 122 yards. Let's see, we have number 35, Cody LaRoque, in the books for a negative one on two carries. Number 86, Tyler Banks, in the books on one carry for 1 yard. Then we have number 5, Aaron McIntosh, 5 carries for 13 yards. Then number 2, Ryan Spakeski, the quarterback, for 3 carries on 18 yards. Then we have number 24, the fullback, Jacob Primo, with 7 carries for 29 yards. And number 30, Nathan Primo, 15 carries for 62 yards. Ryan Spakeski threw the ball, looks like, about 11 times for 19 yards total. And we had it because of a negative 10 reception from number 30, Nathan Primo. Receiving the ball, like we said, number 86, Tyler Banks, was his favorite receiver. He was 3 for 5 for 27 yards. Number 87, Andrew Knox, was 1 for 3 for 2 yards. Jacob Primo was 0 for 1. Nathan Primo, the running back, number 30, was 1 for 1 for negative 10 caught in the backfield. Then Charles Baird was 0 for 1. That wraps up Brown City. They had 44 plays, 141 yards, 122 rushing, 19 passing. On the other side of the ball, Harbor Beach had 41 plays for 350 yards. 35 of those plays were rushing for 310 yards, 6 plays for 40 yards through the air for a total of 350. Running the ball, we had number 7, Derek Puff, 3 carries for 4 yards. Number 18, Kurt Messing, the second string quarterback, 1 carry for 9 yards. Number 76, Alex Swartz, the standard tackle, had 2 carries for 10 yards. And then we had number 2, Travis Esmaker, 4 carries for 35 yards, including a 30-yard carry. Then we had number 8, Tyler Kruger, 5 carries for 38 yards. Number 12, Eli Kraft, the quarterback, 6 carries for 56 yards. Don't forget about number 47, Aaron Ginther, 2 carries for 43 yards, including a 17 and a 26. And then we had Sloan Klasky doing a majority of the damage. Number 45, 12 carries for 115 yards, averaging 9.5 per carry. Then in the passing, Eli Kraft was, 3 for 6. Yes, he was, for 40 yards, averaging 6.6 per pass. And two of those were complete for Aaron Ginther. He was 2 for 2 on the day for 30 yards, a 14 and 16 yard reception. Then number 2, Travis Esmaker, 1 for 2 for 10 yards, and Tyler Kruger was 0 for 1. So Harbor Beach had 310 yards rushing, 40 passing for a total of 350 on 41 plays. Very impressive run on the Harbor Beach ball. We expected this one to be a lot closer than it actually was.
Well, again, you have to tip your hat to Coach Rubel, as he was able to come up with a game plan. He put 10 men in the box, and he was going to make sure that if Brown City was going to beat them, they were going to have to throw the football, and they were not able to throw the football very well. Hence, the Pirates steamrolled the Brown City Green Devils in this one.
That's right. The last two we need to get in here. Firearm opening day is less than 3 weeks away, and Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe has everything you need. Just look for the 40-foot showroom. And, of course, Conic Radiator. For radiator, heater, or air conditioning work, head to Conic Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bannock's, the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. Before we finish here around, this game broadcast is a copyright presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated and Michigan High School Athletic Association. All rights reserved. No reproduction or redistribution of this program in any manner, including reproduction or distribution on the Internet, without express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated and the Michigan High School Athletic Association is strictly prohibited. Cellular phone services for this broadcast are provided by Thumb Cellular. Ron, why don't you wrap this one up?
All right, Grace, get the toys picked up. Grandpa's going to be home quick. Folks, if you don't know where your kids are going tonight, ask them, and we'll see you next week.
That's right. And one last thing, let's figure out how we got to this 40-7 score at the 2:51 mark in the first quarter. It was Sloan Klasky with a 48-yard run. The PAT was good from Ginther, making it 7-0. Then Sloan Klasky again on a 10-yard run at the 10:59 mark in the second quarter for the touchdown. The PAT was no good from Ginther, making it 13-0. With 9 seconds remaining in the first half, it was Sloan Glasky once again on a 16-yard catch and carry from Kraft for the touchdown. The two-point conversion was good on a pass to Essemaker, which made it 21-0 going into halftime. In the third quarter, the first strike came at the 6:28 mark. Number 45, Sloan Glasky, a 3-yard run. The PAT was no good from Ginther, making it 27-0. Then, hey, Sloan Glasky on a 26-yard interception pick six. Made it 33-0 because the two-point conversion was no good at the 6:08 mark in the three quarter, just 20 seconds before his touchdown before that. Then we go down to the 4:32 mark in the third quarter. Ginther had an 8-yard run. The PAT was good from Aaron Ginther, making it 40-0. Then the fourth quarter, the final score from Brown City. Number 86, Tyler Banks, had a 6-yard pass from Spikeski. The PAT was good from Primo, making it 40-7, and that was our final here. So Harbor Beach will be playing next Friday at 7 p.m. in Harbor Beach, according to Steve Budd, athletic director here in Harbor Beach. We are not exactly sure what game we'll be covering because, Ubley, depending on the outcome of there, they were playing Saginaw Michigan Lutheran Seminary. We're expecting Ubley to win that one. Then they will take on the winner of the, New Lothrop and Kingston game. So if anything were to tell us, it should be Ubley New Lothrop, but you'll have to keep it tuned to WLIW. And if any Ubley people are out there, call the station at 269-1021 for the final score, with the final score to WLEW. Be greatly appreciated. Once again, send your scores into WLEW so we can get them out to you as fast as possible, and on our website at thumbnet.net. Please call your final scores into 269-1021. It would be greatly appreciated. So I guess, Ron, you said your goodbyes already. This is Clark Ramsey signing off. We'll see you next week. We don't know where we're going. But keep locked on 102.1, your home for high school football. Keep locked on 102.1, Clark Ramsey signing off. See you next week.